tengo otros dos.
Praise the Lord. What do I do? Yeah, that's some.
Huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm small, but that, not that small.
Okay, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I need, if you need to move, if you need to say something to your neighbor, do it now, and then for an hour we will sit still, okay? You can stretch now. Okay, good. So are we ready? So let's try what Sister Pavlina was teaching us this morning. Let's be example to the children, all right? We have gathered here in the house of the Lord. For a purpose. Amen. Father. My Jesus. Father, we come into your presence. My God, I pray that your presence, your Holy Spirit, would come and touch us this morning. My God, I pray that you would show us and reveal us your real purpose and what you have in mind for your people. My God, I pray that your mighty presence would be here. We pray for your touch. We pray for your healing. We pray for your deliverance. We pray for revelation, my God, that it would come to us and through us to this nation. We are binding and rebuking every spirit who would come and would bring us some other doctrine that would rob us of the high calling in Christ. In the name of Jesus we pray. Come, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's very good to be here. We are bringing greetings, of course, from our different fellowships. I want you to know that there are people praying and fasting. There are several fellowships who are praying and fasting today for you. For the word of God to touch you. Amen. My children are at home praying and fasting too.
Mga anak, dito silang balay, nag-aampong sa pagkapuasa.
as much as I'm sure the other brethren's families. Amen. One of the things we will have to learn will be to tend to the children. It is very good they are at a meeting, but you have to learn, as we did have to learn, that they can sit at a meeting and be quiet. It's possible. When you came to our fellowship many years back, we didn't know that. We didn't know that, and we believe that the children are just children, they have to be loud. We didn't understand, neither believe, that they can sit down for 2 hours and be quiet. We wouldn't think that the little babies can hear the word, the difficult word, and it can touch them. So we didn't restrain them. We let them do what the children would do. And it was difficult to bring a word, because you are disturbed all the time. And somebody came and said, "Brother Martin," and he came to other people and say, "That doesn't need to be like this." And they started to teach us. So we thought, well, maybe we put the children away to Sunday school, and when we have a meeting, we put them to a different room and they have their own thing. And the Bible said, no. The children, they need to be at a meeting. They can be sitting, they should be sitting with the parents. The parents need to tend to the children. And both the parents and the children will be blessed. And we said, well, but how do we do it? And of course, everything starts at home. So we at home, we have church. And with the small babies, we teach them. You say, now it's time for you to be quiet. Look at your little book, take your paper and pencil, whatever you want. And we said, this is your space. Now sit quietly. Mommy is reading from Bible. And at home we have a chance to quiet a baby. No, you have to learn to be quiet. You can pray with the children and teach them how to respect the house of God. And when they come to church, and you tell them, now you know what to do, sit down and be quiet, do your book, whatever. They are trained, and they can listen to the word of God. Many of our children were saved at the meeting by listening to the word. The children were touched and healed by hearing the word of God. Amen? Do you believe it's possible? Because if you do not believe it's possible, it will never happen. You know, brethren, the key is, what do you believe? You know, if you believe that God came to heal you, that's true, He will come and you will get healed. But honestly, if that's the only thing you believe, you are missing much higher calling and ability of God. God has a plan since the very beginning. And the plan is so good and so marvelous that we do not want to believe it. And we have smaller plans. Amen?
Amen?
But let's go back to the original plan God has for your life. Amen? Let's go back to it and claim it. Hallelujah. Let me take you. Where shall I take you? Let me take you to 1 John,
chapter 3, verse
10. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.
Parandungan ninyo unsa kadako ang paghigugma samahan kanato, gihigugma kita niya pag-ayo nga tungod niini giisip kitang mga anak sa Dios.
All right, I'm not sure we are getting it. Can you imagine that somebody would come and say he's the son of a president of Philippines? How would the people around behave? How would the people behave if a son of a president, or let's say the son of American president, he would come here? Or the son of a king? They would stop the road to traffic. Amen. They would clear the roads. They would put a lot of police around. And they would say, the son of a king is coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because they realize that a son of a king is representing the king. He is like the king. He will inherit the kingdom. He's coming in the name of the king. Amen. And here the Bible is saying, behold, out what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.
Kandungan ninyo sa kadako kayo paghigugma ng mahal kanato, gihigugma kita niya pag-ayo na tungod dini giisip kitang mga anak sa Dios.
I don't know whether we are realizing the power of this statement. God Himself is speaking about you personally, and He wants you to become the full Son of God. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the problem is, you say, I walk around as a son of God and nobody's stopping the traffic. It's because, therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not.
Tungod kay ang hinungdan nganong wala makaila kaniya ang kalibutan mao nga wala kini makaila sa Dios.
When Jesus was walking on the earth, they wouldn't stop traffic for Him. Many people would not even notice Him. But the Father in heaven, as well as the angels, as well as the devil, as well as the demons, the whole heaven and hell, they knew that the Son of God is walking. He was not known to this world, but He was known to the spiritual world. When you walk, maybe you are not aware of it, but the whole spiritual world is watching you. Because if you get hold of the thought which is in God's mind for your life, you become very, very dangerous for the kingdom of hell. Because there's a power which God has given to His children. Amen. If we see it and get hold of it, nothing will be able to stop us. When a storm comes, we would be able to rebuke it and command it to move away from Philippines. Jesus knew about His position, and He was one with God. God is calling you to be one with Jesus. Amen. Let's move on and let's read on. Based on what you believe, you will live. Beloved, now are we the children of God, we are the children of God. When we have received the Lord, we became children of God. And you say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know these little children yet. When they grow, what they shall be like. But this we know. But this we know. That when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Hallelujah. For we shall see him as he is. Amen. So this we know. When he comes, we shall be like him. Now, what does it mean? I mean, am I going to grow hair? And have a, maybe I'll be taller? Maybe a bit skinnier? And we all will be like him? And what about the sisters? Are they going to grow beard? That they would be like him? No. So, he is obviously not speaking about the body, is he? We will not be like him in our flesh. So, help me. Where are we going to be like him? We will be like him. In what manner? Huh? How?
Bali, we just follow.
Huh?
We see. We should follow.
We should what?
Follow.
Follow. Yes, but in which sense we will be like him? Well, we will be like him in our soul. In our thinking, in our emotions, in our desires, hallelujah, in our will. Amen? Do you believe, honestly, do you believe that you can be thinking as God is thinking? That your emotions can be the same as his? Huh? This is our hope. I want God to heal my body. But more than that, I want him to heal my soul. I do not want to have my old emotions. I'm tired of it. I do not want to have this old soul and old mind. I do not want to be struggling with fear. I do not want to be a wimp. I do not want to fight with anger in me. And patience. Sexual lusts. Pride. Envy. I want to be like him. Hallelujah. And this is our hope. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself as he is pure. Hallelujah. Brethren,
so,
if you have this hope in Him, if your hope is that He can fully change you, then you are doing something about it. Let me read it backwards. If you are not purifying yourself as He is pure, that means you don't have this hope in Him. You don't believe it. You believe something less. You don't believe that you can be like God. Amen? Because if people would believe, if that would be their hope, they would purify themselves as He is pure. Hallelujah. So we need to understand first, what are we to believe? Amen?
Amen.
Their churches, they believe and they teach. Many churches teach different things. But in general, they tell you that you are what you are. And God will forgive you your sins. And because of Jesus, because of His blood, He will let you enter into heaven. Well, it's a good news. But there is a better news. There's better gospel. Not only He has forgiven you your sins, but He can change you. Amen? That you sin no more. And you know what? He can change you. He can change your wife. He can change your husband. He can change your children. Who wants that his children would be like God? And the good news is, it's possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't settle for less. Amen. Because this is our hope. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews. And in Hebrews, it says, in Hebrews 4, no, 6. In Hebrews 6:19.
Hebruanon 6:19.
It reads that we have a hope as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil.
Ihukta nato ining paglauma ingon nga angka sa atong mga kinabuhi. Siguro kini o kasaligan.
Where is the hope? Where is our hope?
Asa man ang atong paglaom?
Where is our hope?
Asa man ang gibutan atong paglaom?
Come and show me. Somebody can come and show me. Come and show me. Come and show me. Whoever wants, come and show me. Where is the hole? Where is it? Here? It's actually even here. Yes, very good. So the hole is... This is the veil. The hope is like an anchor. I don't know how to do nice anchor. I would need the children, I suppose. But the hope is set here in the Holy of Holies. This is the end of the journey. Jesus said, I am the way. Where is the way leading? Huh? The way is leading to the end of the promise. And the promise is that we will be like God. Here is the end of our journey. This is the hope. This is the hope. And we have the rope. And we need to make sure we follow it to the place where the anchor is secure. Amen? Hallelujah. So this is our hope. If you believe it, you will travel the journey. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 5,
48.
And it says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That's the last verse.
Ginahanglan nga mahigpit kamo, ingon nga higpit ang inyong amahan, nga tuwa sa langit.
Do you believe you can be perfect? When? When can you be perfect? When you die?
Now?
Oh, come on. You mean today? Yes. Yes. It is available. If we only allow Him to do quick work in us, you can, even during this life, God can change you. Amen. He can change all your fears. He can change your anger. He can deliver you from your envy. He can deliver you from your greed. Amen. He can deliver you from your lust. He can set you free. And He can speak to you the way He was talking to His Son. If Bible is saying, be perfect, it must be possible. God would never ask you to do something which is not possible. Amen? And by the way, he's not saying be perfect as I am perfect. Because maybe they would think, well, Jesus is here on the earth. But he said, be perfect as even your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. And perfect is, there is nothing wrong with you. Amen? So, if this is our hope, if this is the reason why you have come to this fellowship, because your hope is that you can walk like God upon this earth, then we should see that you are doing something about your lives. You cannot be just sitting at home allowing the old nature to take you and say, I believe. Amen? You have to start purifying yourself even as He is pure. Hallelujah. And this is the proof that this is your hope. Let's speak a little bit on the purification then. The purification is a principle which God has put into the Bible and in the law. I don't need to go there, but in Numbers 8, verse 6, if you want to write it down. It says that he would take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them. He is cleansing the priests. Brother Chijoke was telling you, jokes, that he was telling you that now we are the priests. Amen. If you want to approach the business of God like a priest, you have to get clean. It is against the mind of God, it is against the law that you would be approaching the business of God with unclean hands. And the wrath of God will be against it. Amen. So, also, God is speaking in His Word about washing of the temple. There is a special process how to wash the temple. Temple is of course the place where God lives. Where does God live? Where is God living? In us? So are we the temple of God? So in that case, God is commanding us to cleanse the temple.
Hallelujah.
He that has this hope in him purifieth himself. Do you wash your hands? Do you brush your teeth? Do you take a shower? Do you comb your hair? Alright? It is only a natural body. It is not your temple. It is not a temple. God wants you to keep your temple clean. Where is God then if He is not in my body? He is in the soul. This is our soul. That's me. You know, you don't know me. I can be here. I can smile. But in me, I might be crying. Amen. Maybe I look very Christian, but in me, maybe the soul is unclean. Amen. You are seeing only my body, but there is soul in me. Amen. I am not my body. My body will go to the grave. And you know, we are so much worried about our bodies. There are some faith movements which are telling you the only thing you really need is to heal your body. And yes, the healing is the bread of the children. But it is not about the body. The whole battle is about the soul. Doesn't Bible say that it would be better to plug your eye and enter the kingdom of God? Doesn't it say it would be better to cut off your hand and enter into the kingdom of God? Amen? Isn't the Bible saying that Paul has delivered somebody's body to the devil for the soul to be saved? So yes, we believe in healing. And yes, we can and will pray with you. And yes, God will heal you. We have seen any possible type of healing. But we are not camping there. This is not the ultimate goal. Because God is in the business of saving something which is eternal. The body, we will receive new bodies. It's good news. Amen? It's good news. We will receive new body. So do not worry so much about the body. Focus on the soul. Because the soul determines where you end up. Do you want your soul to be full of God? Or you want your soul to be full of hell? Do you know that there are rich people, very healthy, very successful, and in their soul they are the most miserable people? Amen. Don't get deceived. If you have received Christ, you are richer than the rich people around you. Hallelujah. Because of the hope in you. So what is the hope? Christ in us is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Well, where in us? Where in us? In the Spirit. God in us, in our spirit, is the hope of glory. And God in our soul is the glory. Hallelujah. So because God came into our spirit, that opened the door for God to come to our soul. And when our soul is full of God, that's the glory. Amen. And then the God in our soul submits our bodies to God. Amen. So the end of is the salvation of our bodies. And then of course God through us will manifest Himself to the world. Amen. By the way, the whole creation is groaning and yearning and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. So the creation out there is hoping that you will take the word you are hearing and you will allow the word to do the work in you. Because if you do, you are hope for the creation. Hallelujah. The creation, and we look around, we see how miserable it is. And it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. Amen. There is another one who is observing you, whether you will take this word as a seed and allow it to bring the fruit. And it's the devil. Because he knows that if you do, it is his destruction. Amen. The devil knows. If you really get hold of this word, this is end of him. Hallelujah. So he is doing everything he can. Amen. To take your attention. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wants to take your attention. And you know, everybody is different. And the devil has something for each of you. If he knows you have a lust in your heart, he will make sure to deliver you the object of your lust. Why do you think he's flooding the world with pornography? Huh? Why are the young people today flooded with pornography? Because the devil knows if they are busy with pornography, they will never allow God to purify them, and they will never be threat to the devil. Actually, the devil knows he owns them. Amen. So if we are playing with pornography in our mind, in some paper or movie or whatever, we are being fooled by the devil. Young or old, we don't have the hope that we can be like him. Hallelujah. Maybe you say pornography is not my problem. Maybe it's money. You say, I don't have any money, I have no problem. Well, if that's what you are praying about, if that's what you are thinking about, if that's your biggest thing, if that's your dream and desire, you are being fooled by the devil. Amen? Did you see Jesus worried about money? Did you see the apostles or the real people of God worried about money? If you are focused on finances, you are missing the point. Brethren, God Himself, who is the owner of everything, who has created this world with one word, He wants to dwell in you. Amen. You have God Himself in you. Amen. We do not understand. We still want Jesus to come and help our lives. And He wants to give us life. But we are blinded with our desires. Brethren, if you have God, the creator of the universe, in your spirit, who wants to penetrate through your soul. Why do you spend your energy on begging for money? Do you know in Him you have all the provision? Doesn't the Bible say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all the things you need will be added unto you? Hallelujah. Yes, God knows your needs, but He sees the priority of your needs, of your soul. Amen? And yes, He can satisfy your financial needs. You know, when I was a young boy, young student, I had no money. Okay, let me explain. No money equals zero. Okay? I didn't know what I eat in the morning. I had nothing to eat, no money. How much do you think I prayed for the money? It did not cross my mind. I was not interested. Because I was after something which is bigger than that. Amen? And God said, you know, you need to fast. And in my belief, I said, God, how do I fast when I have no food? Huh? I have no food. I have nothing to eat. How can I abstain from something I do not have? Uh-huh. And Lord said, okay. Yeah, makes sense. Go there, go to the shop and buy a bread. And I, you know, put my shoes on and I go to the shop to buy bread. I have no money. And the Lord showed me some empty glasses, empty bottles. I don't know how it's here, but in Czech, when you bring back empty bottles to the shop, they give you some money back. So I found 3 empty bottles. I return it in the shop and I buy bread. I take the bread. I didn't have breakfast. I bring it home, I put it on the shelf, and I say, now I can fast. Hallelujah. Amen. And I fasted till the bread was dry. You know, God is not worried about finances. I needed bread, He gave me bread. I came to conference. I had no money. And said, God, I would like to pay for the conference. God said that I should go to my dirty clothes. I had all jeans which I put as a dirty. And I went to the pocket and I found, let's say, 500 pesos. I never had them there. And I said, oh wow, Lord, you gave me 500 peso to pay the conference, but the conference is 1,000 peso. So I searched the trousers, the jeans. No, it's just 500 peso. And I said, alright, so I paid 500 peso for the conference. Next morning, the Lord says, go to the jeans. The same jeans. And it says, go and reach to the pocket. And I find another 500 peso bill. And I pay the whole conference. You know, if we realize that we are dealing with God, we will stop begging for money. We will only allow God to lead us. He sent me once, and he says, you go and preach to this little village. And I said, alright.
Okay.
How do I get there? And the Lord says, just go and go there by train. I have no money. But I don't need to tell God. He knows everything. I go, alright. I go by train. So I go to the train station. It was after rain. And the Lord said, go and reach your hand to the puddle of water. And it's dirty, but okay. I reach my hand to the puddle of water. And there was the money for train. Do you believe it? You know, if we just allow God to be God in our lives, if we stop limiting Him, if we stop fighting for our positions, if we start searching the kingdom of God and its righteousness first, He knows our needs. And you can ask, and were you hungry? Yes, there were days I was hungry. Yes, there were years I slept on the floor like this. I had no mattress. I was just sleeping on the floor like this. And I am alive. Because God said, you need nothing more. My grace is sufficient to you. Amen? So I was happily sleeping on the ground, on the floor. I knew if I need more, He will provide. But I am not seeking it. I would rather seek Him. Amen? God has healed us. I seen God healing people. And yet, I have seen God not healing people. Because He was after something deeper. Amen? So every man that has this hope in him, purifieth himself as he is pure. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, let us stop being robbed of our calling. Let us stop, brethren, to be low there and allow the hope of glory to become the glory. Amen. Take hold of your hope and start pulling the rope. Start traveling the journey. He says, I am the way. Take the journey. Take the word of God, who has the power to create God in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's a few more. Can you bear me a few more minutes? Amen. Let's go to Psalm 19.
Salmo di Sinuibi.
I think, at least. Psalm 19. Let's go 9. Verse 9.
Versículo 9.
It says, the fear of the Lord is clean. And during forever, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yeah, than much fine gold.
Matarong ang hukom sa Ginoo, makaingon sa kanunay, maas, maayo, kining tinguhaon kaysa bulawan, bisan sa lumsang bulawan.
Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
Og tamis kini kaysa dugos, bisan sa lumsang dugos.
Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and is keeping of them, and in keeping of them there is great reward.
Naghatag kini pagpahimangno kanako nga imong sulugon, og sa pagtuman ni gigantihan ako.
Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults.
Walay tao magbuktas sa kalino sa'yo. Luwasan tao ko, Ginoo, sa kasaypanan na wala ko.
Amen.
Amen.
He's saying, clean me from secret faults.
Say,
search me, O Lord. Search my soul. Search my motives. Search my mind and my emotions.
Amen.
That you can cleanse me from iniquity. Hallelujah. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression.
Likay usab ako sa mga sala nga tinuyuan, o ayaw itugot nga maulipon ako nini. Sa ingon, hingpit ako nga makalikay sa makalilisang na sala.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.
Ngayon, sa uguna-una, o Ginoo sa akong lalampayan, o akong manluluwas.
Do you know there's a power in the word you say? There's power to kill or to create. You can look at your neighbor and you can say word which will hurt and destroy. I've been shopping one day, and I have overheard conversation between mother and daughter. And it was terrible. The mother looked at the daughter. The daughter was just doing something, and the mother was very upset. Okay, let's practice. Okay, thank you. That's easier, isn't it? So, and the mother says to the daughter, you are exactly like your father. I am so glad I have divorced him. And the daughter just is slowly going with her trolley bag to return it for the coin. And I watch her and I pray for her. These words are terrible words from the mouth of her own mother. These words have been powerful to destroy the soul of the girl. Brethren, it's like Isaiah. We are people of unclean lips, living among people with unclean lips. You need to ask God to take the fire and clean your tongue, clean your lips. You were called to build with every word you can create. Make up your mind that you will never again be an instrument of the devil, and you will be used by the devil against your loved ones at home, in church, or in the community you're living. Amen?
Amen.
He's saying here in Psalm 19, let the words of my mouth, and also the meditations of my heart. You know, brethren, who is willing here that we would display the meditation of his heart of the last week? Do you believe that you could have taken the meditations of Jesus, of his heart, and show in public? It would be pure. It would be clean. Amen. The adults, the children, anybody could look. Even the father. Because his words, as well as his meditations of his heart, were acceptable before him. Amen. He that has this hope in him purifieth himself as he is pure. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 51.
Salmo 51.
Well, yeah, verse 2.
Versículo 2.
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
Pugasi ako sa tanan kong pagkadautan, uginlui ako sa akong salamat.
You know, that should be your prayer. That should be your life. Stop worrying about your business and body and bills and needs. He will take care of it. But say, Lord, cleanse me. Wash me from my iniquity. And cleanse me from my sin. Amen. There's a famous scripture in Psalm 119 I cannot omit. And it's verse 9. And it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Young man. Young women. You may be asking, How shall I clean my way? How shall I clean them? And the answer is provided. By taking heed there to according to thy word. You know, in the word, there is a power. You do not need to be struggling with sin. It is not true. Sometimes people say, we are just humans. It is a lie from the hell. Amen. We are not just humans. We are sons of God. Amen. So whenever anybody says we are just humans, rebuke it. Because if you say I'm just human, you say I have no power over my sin. I have to be rude. Huh? I have to have the last. I'm just a man. No, I am not just a man. I have God in me. I do not need to submit. He gave us the power to overcome sin. He gave us the power to change our nature. Speak to your children and say you don't need to disobey. Because Jesus, when he was 12 years old, it says, and he went and obeyed his parents in everything. Amen. It's possible. Bless you, Brother Mark. So, speak to your children. You are not just children. You are a vessel of God. And I prophesy unto you that you are just like your Father. Father in heaven. And I'm glad I haven't divorced him. Hallelujah. And the Father of heaven slayed his Son to give you hope to become like him. Don't curse your wife. Don't curse your husband. when they do wrong. But prophesy unto them and say, there is God in you. If you submit to this God, He will surely deliver you as much as He can deliver me. Let me pray for you, and you pray for me, and God will deliver us both. And then we meet and we will be one in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. You know, let me close this with this. The first miracle Jesus did was about cleansing, wasn't it? It was not about wine. It was about cleansing. Because, maybe we can go there real quick. What is it, John 2 or 3? Is it 2 or 3?
2?
Yep. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. John 2. John. Juan. Juan Duz.
Juan Duz.
Duz, okay. So,
ikadawa ka law may kasal dito sa lungsod sa Cana.
And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage.
Dito inanginahan Jesus at dapat sangat sa mga tinunan ngadto sa kasal.
And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine.
Og sa sinugdan nga kulangan sila sa binog, ningon ang inahan ni Ginoong Jesus nga wala na sila binog.
Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come.
Jesus mitubag, babae, unsa may labot nato niana, wala pa moabot ang akong.
His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it.
Unya ingon unya ninahan, Jesus nato sa mga sulbon, buhatan ninyo bisan unsay iyang isugo kaninyo.
By the way, can I tell you too? Whatsoever he tells you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firstlings apiece.
Yes.
So, why have they chosen the vessels for purification of Jews? Made out of stone. Because God wanted to show why He came. He wanted to purify the vessels. Isn't the Bible saying we are the stones? Isn't the Bible saying we are the vessels? And He is showing here a principle. He says, fill them up with water. Didn't He say, you are already clean because of the word? This, doesn't He say that the water is the word of God? He filled the vessels with the water, with the word of God. What did it turn into? Into the vine. The vine is actually fruit. And if you squeeze the fruit, you get the vine out of it. So he is telling you, I can make a miracle. I can fill your vessels with the word of God. And it will not say, it will not be the word of God anymore. It will become a fruit in you. Amen? Hallelujah. So he is suggesting how you can be made clean. And by the way, do not be impatient. Because the principle is that God is leaving the best for the end. Amen? Man would bring the best first, and then it's going downhill. Because they want to satisfy the flesh. Amen? They do a lot of miracles, and there is nothing behind it. But God, He is leaving the best wine yet for the end. Amen? So, he that has this hope in him purifieth himself as he is pure. And I believe you will hear more on this, as well as I believe you will have the opportunity to confess your sins, to pray for deliverance, to come before God and repent, but only if you have this hope in Him. God bless you.